Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
She gave him an ultimatum after just a couple of months of hanging out and said, look, you need to propose to me by Valentine's Day or things are off. Well, did he bite? Did he not bite? Part two of the bad ultimatum on The Burt Show on Atlanta's new Q100.
Lena?
Lena?
Mm-hmm.
What happened on Valentine's Day?
Well, it didn't quite go the way I planned.
Oh.
Really?
No. I had everything ready. The house looked great. Dinner was nice. Ready for him. I was really dressed up. And he didn't come.
He didn't come?
He didn't come at all?
No, he just didn't show up.
Did he call or anything?
No, he hasn't called.
Oh, he hasn't called since Valentine's Day.
So I guess he answered your ultimatum.
Yeah, by being missing in action.
Think he was listening to the radio?
Did you talk to him since the time you appeared on the radio and Valentine's Day?
No, I think the radio is responsible for what happened. I think.
Whoa. Yeah. Excuse me, the radio is responsible?
Right. Okay.
I thought you came on the radio and told your story.
Well, I think you guys know better than I do about how radio affects people. I mean, this is your job.
Okay, forget it.
Yeah,
come on the radio.
I'm sure your ultimatum had nothing to do with him not, you know,
and
coming
sure,
on Valentine's
Day. And I'm sure that you saying that your boyfriend wasn't attractive at all and that you were the more attractive one in the relationship didn't have to do anything to do with it either.
Like, you've never said that you're more attractive than your boyfriend
no,
or
because
husband,
he's more
right?
attractive
That's what
than
human
I.
beings do. One person is prettier than the other. That's not here or there, okay? What happened was the ultimatum is necessary for men because men need to be given a little push. I don't think it's about the ultimatum. I think it's that I didn't realize that he might be listening and take what I had to say the wrong way.
Lena, you say the radio is responsible. Well, two things. Number one, you agreed to come on the radio. And number two, on the radio, whether we have, you know, we're doing our little joke where we say we only have 7 listeners, or the fact there's thousands of people listening and the chance that somebody knows Ryan is fairly significant, you said he's not an attractive man. What guy is going to say, that's the woman I want to marry?
Well,
that's heartbreaking.
Yeah. I don't think you have anyone to blame but yourself.
Well, I just know I'll never call the radio station again.
Hold on a second. Keisha.
Yes?
Say hi to Lena.
Hi, Lena.
Hello.
what are your thoughts?
Friday, I prayed that he did not call her ever again in life, and God do answer prayers. She got exactly what she deserved.
Thanks for calling, Keisha.
Okay.
Hey, Tanya.
Yeah.
You got some feedback for Lena?
Yeah, she's crazy. She's blaming it on y'all, and she was the idiot who called in. I can't believe her. I think she got slapped in the face, and I think she deserved every bit of it.
I can.
Well, you know, it's silly. It's like, yeah, I called the radio, and, you know, it was a mistake. But, you know, it's kind of like being exploited as well, because I call you up to talk about... You know, something that I think, which is that men need to be giving an ultimatum.
Mm-hmm.
And then it backfires on me and my personal relationship, so...
Well, I'm sure it was all in the editing. Oh, wait a second, we do this live.
Hey, Laura?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Oh, you know what? She's a shallow bitch. First of all, you know what? Even if your boyfriend is not the most beautiful, you know, handsome man in the world, he should be beautiful to you. You supposedly want to marry this man. I think you're ridiculous, and I think you're petty, and maybe you should go look under a rock for your next boyfriend, because that's where you belong.
Hey, Lena.
Blah, blah, blah. Everybody's like, blah, blah, blah.
You're right, because everybody's wrong, and you're right, Lena.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Sorry.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck in your next search for the guy.
One will come along very quickly. They're like buses. Goodbye.
How you doing, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing better now. Now that I've heard those messages again.
Where did you meet her in the first place, and why would you be attracted to somebody like that?
She's good looking, and
she's good for one thing.
So she was right on that count.
Yeah, and some friends of mine were talking to some friends of hers. I guess they knew each other from. I'm not exactly sure work. I think it was and. And anyway, so we started talking, and we were just out at a bar, and it was just, we just had a good time, and so I asked her out. We went out for a little while, and it was nice. We had a nice time, but then, it kind of caught me off guard when, the whole ultimatum thing happened anyway, but, then I heard it on the radio and everything, but yeah, she's kind of a strange girl. I realize that now.
Have you spoken to her since Valentine?
Oh, no. No, I haven't. I heard the radio show. Mm-hmm. I was right. Actually listening when she called. What was it, Thursday?
Right.
I guess. And, I heard her call, and I was like, oh, my God, that's Lena. And I felt terrible. I said, I can't talk to this girl. And it's a restraining order waiting to happen.
So things weren't progressing for you the way they obviously were progressing for her.
No, I mean, it really caught me off. I mean, the whole marriage thing in general, we really hadn't known each other that long. We were having some fun, but, we weren't. I hadn't met her parents or anything, or I didn't know her family or really even too much about her. I mean, 3 months. What are you gonna know in 3 months?
So. I want to hear more about just that conversation, like how it was opened up. I just can't believe that she would even do that.
It was sprung. It was literally sprung. We were at lunch, and literally she just said. I've always dreamed of being asked to be married on Valentine's Day, and I really think that you're right for me, and that you should ask me to marry you, and that if you don't, I just don't see any reason for us to continue. And I was like, okay, I was totally caught off guard, and so I thought about it, but I didn't really take it all that seriously until I heard her on the show.
But what did you plan on saying to her Friday? Because Friday was Valentine's Day, and you said, all right, well, we'll get together Friday and talk about it.
I hadn't really planned anything. I really hadn't said yes or no in my head. I hadn't even, actually decided to even... I was gonna ignore it.
So she said it, and you heard it, but in your mind you're like, this isn't real.
Yeah, she's if she brings it up again, I'll just be like, well, come on, really, but she's a. I didn't know she was strange. I mean, I didn't know. I didn't know that she was gonna do that. I mean, it really caught me off guard. I think it was like the Tuesday or Monday or maybe. Before Valentine's Day, and then she called you guys Thursday, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. So it was only a couple days, and then I heard it on the radio. I'm like, oh my God, she's serious. She's on the radio talking about it, and freaking out. And then she said I was ugly.
Right. That's what I was just
going to
ask you about.
That's the thing, right?
Exactly.
There.
And I was like, well, man, I may be ugly, but at least I don't fart in my sleep. You know?
Good for you.
I'm thinking nobody's feeling bad for her right now.
Right. Yeah, whatever. It was just so strange. I mean, but by the way, if any of you girls out there meet a guy named Ryan, I'm not that ugly.
Hey, Keisha, you're on with Ryan on Q100.
Hi.
Hi, Keisha.
I was the first person to call when I heard.
Oh yeah.
Lena.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm glad you made the right decision to leave her. Because she is a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And if she don't find you attractive, I'm sure there are a lot of other women that will. And I think Bert now should do the single guy pager for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that you can find the perfect one, at least for one night.
Okay. So one night, five nights, whatever you got.
Someone that doesn't pass gas in their sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's my one prerequisite.
All right, Keisha, thanks.
All right, bye.
Ryan, she was pretty cruel to you on the radio. You were dating her for a while, but did you ever get an impression that she was really that type of person?
No, not really. I mean, at the beginning, we didn't really even see each other all that much. Like, you know, once a week, twice a week, you know. And then, you know, we saw each other more and more, but, you know, I didn't stay over there a lot and vice versa. I mean, I didn't really know her all that well. That's
you stayed over there long enough to know that she doodles in her sleep?
Yeah.
Sometimes
one night is more than enough.
Yeah. We spent like a lot of nights together, but it wasn't, you know, slow going at first. What I'm saying is I don't really feel like I knew her all that well or know her all that well to the point of where I could say if I never saw any real psycho behavior. I mean, there were, you know, like she would freak out at like the cash register guy if he got something wrong or something. But like a lot of people do that. So, you know.
Were you guys even exchanging the love word before that?
The love? Yeah, I mean, a little bit. We skirted around it. It was just, you know, after sex or something, it would be like, oh.
Sporting goods?
I love you. You know, it'd be, I love you, you know, or, you know what I mean?
Just like she loved your money. I hate to be rude,
That's
Ryan.
What Lois wants to say. Hey, Lois.
Hi, hey. Ryan, you go. I am so proud of you. If you were my son, I would be high-five the whole... Wonderful. Good show, guys. She's a gold digger. That's all there was to it. I don't care what you look like. Honey, you sound like a great guy. And it's not a time factor. I knew my husband 10 days before he proposed to me. And we've been married for almost 22 years. And we have five kids. Four of them are boys. And I hope my sons would do exactly what you did. Just say, F you and keep on going. Really? Let her cut your losses, honey. Keep your bank account intact. You go, and there are plenty of great, decent girls out there who you really are down inside.
We're starting to lose her. I think you pretty much get the message.
I think you got the vibe from her. She likes you.
Yeah, I guess.
She thought you did good.
Well, that's very nice.
I have a little cuckoo-cachoo Mrs. Robinson going on. Hey, Ryan, man, it's good talking to you. People have been emailing us now for a week going, you guys got to find that guy. We need to know what he's all about.
Well, I'm single. That's what I'm all about.
Thanks for coming on with us.
I know we're going to get a lot of emails. Whenever we have a great guy like yourself on, we get a lot of emails that people want to go out with you. Is there a way that single women can get in touch with you? Are you interested in that? Or
why don't we create an account for you?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess you guys could email me if you want to and let me know if anybody is interested. But, you know.
We'll get your email address off the air and we'll just forward you the emails or we'll just create an account for you here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, man.
Sounds good.
See
you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Cool. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Sure. He turned out to be a cool guy.
Yeah, he was.
The Burt Show.